Ask me about hell. There is something standing in the street. With sharp teeth and hands made of metal, it paces the edges of the neighborhood. Sometimes it wears the face of my mother, other times my uncle, long dead and buried, turned to marsh and twigs in the dirt. Still, other times it wears the face of our governor, with his face pockmarked with grease from fingers dipped in tar, clutching a shined and toothy Bible to his always damp chest. Mostly, it wears the face of anyone. The man on the corner of some street with his sign, "Ask me about hell," leering at the way my hands flutter against my thighs, my knob knees. The woman at the coffee shop who asks me if I know Jesus and if I know him well, who hovers at the counter, watching me pull the shots, steam the milk, who takes the cups with clawed hands and furred fingers. The child who asks her mother, "Is that a boy or a girl?" And the mother says, "It's ugly," pointing a long sleeve of fog at the way my hair curls against my ears. The friend who stares as the woman I love puts her hip against mine, who pulls his lips back at the way she goes to touch the back of my neck, who grabs me on the way out, says, "Keep that to a minimum next time," and next time I do. Next time I shed my skin and pack it into a box near my front door, put on a pretty pink face with pretty pink eyelashes, with my hands in my pockets, pull out my teeth and replace them with shiny beads, pull my reflection from the mirror and bury it as deep in the yard as I can dig. Next time I walk right by the thing in the street and it doesn't even look my way. It can't even see me.